This morning's tornado in Levin has damaged buildings, toppled trees and power lines and caused road closures. Civil defence has been called in to help emergency services and people are urged to stay home unless travel is critical. Wayne McKinley is the manager of the Honda, Horowhenua and Still Shop in Oxford Street in the town centre. Hi, Wayne.
Hi.
How are things looking there? Goodness.
Yeah, all the arborists have been outside this morning trying to get the main road clear. A lot of trees uprooted across the road from us in the Adventure Park. We are very lucky it missed, the tornado missed us directly by probably only about 20 metres. The two buildings next door to us, the Labor Party office and O'Malley's Hotel, their back walls have been ripped out. We've got a damaged back wall on the top of our building. But we got off pretty light, really, considering what's gone behind us through some of the suburbs in Levin.
So it's just torn a path, basically. I think there was a school affected as well, Wayne. Was it St Joseph's School?
Yeah, that's just across from us, the other side of the Adventure Park. So we can't actually see the school through the trees, but that would be in the full path. So I think it just turned before it hit us directly. Then it's carried on through the back of the town out to the hills, and it's created quite a bit of carnage in the town.
It's extraordinary. So tell me about your building. The back is particularly damaged, I understand.
Yeah, the top, the old part of the building at the top, our back of our parts department, we've braced it up with some big tie downs out of our service truck. That was ready to fall on the ground, and the two buildings next door, their back walls are completely gone.
And flow-on effects as well, gas, water supplies affected?
Yeah, we could smell strong gas this morning when we got to work, so we evacuated the building and they shut the gas off. I think that was a leak a couple of doors down. Power, we've still got power, and I know the electorate are trying to get the power on for the rest of the suburb that's been really hit badly, but I think they'll be busy all day. But yeah, a lot of trees down when I came in through the back way to work this morning.
Just trying to visualise it, Wayne. I mean, how wide is the swathe? It's obviously, as you said, done its twists and turns, but how wide is its path?
Well, if you look at the damage across the road, that it's uprooted all the trees, it's probably 50 metres that it's uprooted. Most of the trees directly out in front of us and through the Adventure Park have been either ripped out of the ground or torn apart. We had two or three trees literally on the footpath outside our front window, so we were very lucky that they didn't go through. And yet at the far end of the Adventure Park, the trees basically have lost hardly anything.
Have you ever seen anything like it?
No. No, not like this.
What's it going to mean for your business now?
Well, once they get the main road clear, apart from our showroom being packed up with stock because we've had to move a lot of stock, we can still open, but one of our workshops won't be safe to use until the back wall has been assessed and braced, because we can't open the door basically in one of our workshops. But we can get around that because we've got two workshops, so we can shuffle people, technicians around, so we won't be out of action too long.
You might be in action. I'm just thinking, given you're a still agency, I'm not being facetious, because obviously it's going to be a heck of a lot of repair work needed and trees dealt to and various other things. Can you estimate how long this is going to take, just casting your eyes around to sort of clean everything up?
Oh, it's going to take a while. And yeah, I'm expecting people will want installs and generators because I'm further out of town, and I think the weather event's gone through Otaki as well. So it's, we've had a lot of thunder and lightning, some massive lightning show this morning when I was travelling from Palmerston North down to Levin. I think it's going to, and the weather doesn't look that flash for the rest of the weekend too. So I think the civil defence and all the Sparkies are going to be pretty busy.
The other thing, Wayne, is of course Horowhenua is such a prime growing area. We know magnificent soils, and we were just hearing this morning from Woodhaven Garden, some greens, I think they produce something like a third of the country's commercial supply. So
yes, that's right.
That's really going to be a big impact on the district.
Yes, I don't know how bad they got hit, but it's pretty heavy. Well, the rain's slackened off a bit now, but it was very heavy before, and they're predicting hail later, so it's certainly going to have a flow-on effect.
pretty badly hit, they told us. A shredding effect, really, on many of their greens, on at least part of their plantation. So it's going to be a time for the community to pull together. Big time, Wayne, isn't it?
It is.
Take care. Thanks very much. Wayne McKinley, the manager of the Honda Horowhenua and Still Shop in Oxford Street in Levin.